Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. This is Harvey's weekly football report. Harvey went 6-0 on Wednesday night's MAC games, and he picked Wyoming to beat Colorado State, but Colorado State is up 31-17 with 15 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter on Thursday night's games. And then Friday, he picked Miami to beat NC State and BYU to beat Boise State. We do not know the outcomes of them games, obviously, because them games are Friday. He's going to pick 16 games on Saturday and 25 games total, and we'll see what his record is. How are you doing today, Harvey?
I'm doing all right.
What was your record last week? I forgot.
I think
we're 9-6.
You was what? 9-6.
You only picked 25 games last week. You mean 19-6. I mean 19-6. I was like, what? the first game, the first game we're going to pick is number 23, Michigan, taking on number 13, Indiana. Michigan is 3.5-point favorites. It's at 12 p.m. on Saturday on FS1, and Indiana's 2-0, and Michigan's 1-1. Who you have in that one?
I'm going to pick Indiana.
You're actually going to pick Indiana for once?
Yep. I know they probably if I'm getting beat.
I think Indiana's legit.
Yeah, I believe they are too, even though I think they got a break 2 weeks ago. But I'm going to pick them today.
Okay. And then I got the second game we're going to pick on Saturday is number 18 SMU. 6-1 travels to 1-3 Temple. That'll be on ESPN Plus at 12 p.m. on Saturday. SMU is 17.5-point favorites. Yes, who do you have in that one? Number 18, SMU and Temple.
I think the only team they lost to is Cincinnati. They're very good. I'm going to pick SMU.
That's a pretty good pick. Yeah, SMU, the only team they've lost to is Cincinnati. Yep. And then we have West Virginia, 4-2, traveling to number 22, Texas. That'll be on ABC at 12 p.m. on Saturday. Texas is 6.5-point favorites. Texas is 6.5-point favorites. Who do you have between Texas? Who do you have between number 22, Texas, and West Virginia?
I'm going to go to the whole team Texas on that.
Texas has a good program.
Both of them has a good program.
Yep. And then we have number 25, 6-0 Liberty, who beat Syracuse earlier in the year. Taking on Virginia Tech, who's 4-2. That's at 12 p.m. on ACC Network. Virginia Tech is 14.5-point favorites. I have Liberty winning that, though.
You think Liberty can win that?
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking they're going to take a loss this time on Virginia Tech.
What? Liberty's legit, though, man. They are 14.5-point favorites. Okay. And then the fifth game is USF at 1-5, traveling to Memphis, who's 3-2. That's on ESPN Plus at 12 p.m. Memphis is 17.5-point favorites. Who you have in that one?
Take Memphis, because they're good, even though they're 3-2. It's who they've lost to.
Yeah. I
mean, you'll lose to Cincinnati and SMU. I mean, that's who they've lost to. So, you know, that's two very good losses, you know. And then I think it'll be you in the South Florida.
Okay, who do you have between Michigan State at Iowa? Hold on, let me get to the stats. Michigan State's 1-1 and Iowa's 0-2. Iowa's 6.5-point favorites. So that's at 12 p.m. on ESPN. Who do you have in that one?
Michigan State.
Who do you have between 0-1 UMass taking on number 16 Marshall, who's 5-0. That's on ESPN Plus at 2:30 p.m. Marshall is 45-point favorites.
I've always been a fan of Marshall football. And 5-0 at home, 45 points. They go for the upset on them.
No, so you got Marshall, okay. Okay, now this one will be a better game than the Marshall and UMass game. Number 8 and 3-1 Florida takes on number 5 Georgia, who's 4-1. That's at 3:30 p.m. on CBS. Georgia is 3.5-point favorites. That's my game of the week.
You know, Wake Clemson and Notre Dame will be the game of the week?
Without Trevor Lawrence, no.
That could be the game of the week. I still say, on Saturday now, but I still say the BYU boys game tomorrow night will be good, but I won't pick Georgia at home.
That's going to be I do got Georgia as well, but I predict Georgia to win by field goal. This game is not as exciting as the Georgia and Florida one. As 0-6 Kansas travels to number 19 Oklahoma, who's 4-2. That's on ESPN at 3:30 p.m. Oklahoma is 38.5-point favorites. Who do you have in that one?
I believe I've shut my eyes. And Oklahoma's 4-2, Kansas. I don't know. Ain't no way. I mean, I believe they should get high school. I think Oklahoma.
You said the same thing last week. That's bad, man.
No way.
That's bad, man.
Well, they're 0-5.
They're 0-6. Well, this game will be much better. Well, it should be. As the Pac-12 opens up their season, this should be the best game in the Pac-12. Stanford takes on number 12 Oregon. That's at 7:30 p.m. on primetime ABC. Oregon is 9-point favorites. Who do you have in that one?
Stanford and Oregon. I'm a bit hard.
Okay. That'll be a good game, man. And then we have another game from the Pac-12. Washington State travels to Oregon State. Oregon State is 1.5-point favorites. That's at 10:30 p.m. on FS1. Who do you have in that one?
Wow. Yeah, I know these teams are just not. This is the first week, and you know, it would be tough to pick on that. I have no idea about these two teams. I'll go with Oregon State.
Okay, and then we have number 3, Ohio State at home, 2-0. Against 1-1 Rutgers. Ohio State's 38-point favorites as at 7:30 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. What do you have in that one?
You know, Rutgers ain't that bad a team, but I'll pick Ohio State.
Okay. There's another game out of the Pac-12 as well. Arizona travels to Utah. That's at 3:30 p.m. on ESPN2. Utah is 14-point favorites. Who do you have in that one?
Arizona, Utah. Utah has always been pretty decent. I'll pick Utah.
Yeah, Utah is a... Yeah, Utah is pretty good. Trying to find it. I lost the games that I have wrote down on the schedule. Oh, here's one. Number 15, Coastal Carolina at home against South Alabama, who's 3-3. Coastal Carolina 6-0. Coastal Carolina's 18-point favorites. That's at 8 p.m. Saturday on ESPNU. Who you having that one? How much by, you say? I got them by about 5 touchdowns.
Hey, I believe they can probably at least 4 touchdowns. They're for real.
Yeah.
They're for real. I think it's hard to pick against that team. It must be for real when they're ranked 15. You take a program about North Carolina ranked 15, so they coaches, the people must think they're pretty good.
Yeah, and Texas Tech versus TCU. That's at 3 p.m. on FS1. TCU is 9-point favorites.
I'm trying to hunt that, but oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. 1, 2, and 4, 1, 2, and 3. I'll pick TCU.
Okay. That's 15 games, right?
That's 24. We got one more.
Oh, that's the one I have wrote down, actually. This is possibly the game of the week. Number 1, Clemson, 7-0, goes on the road at Notre Dame, who's 6-0. Clemson is 5-point favorites. That's on NBC at 7:30 p.m. Who do you have in that one?
I may get proved wrong. This is the game of the week. No doubt. Maybe it could be the game of the week. Gosh. Do you think Clemson has enough talent to overcome that?
With Clemson, yes.
They had a tough time against, what was it, freshman year?
Boston College.
Boston College, they was behind at halftime, I believe.
But Boston College is decent.
I know they're even better. Guess what?
Who you gonna pick?
I'm gonna say the Clemson loses their first game of the season.
They're 5-point favorites.
Doesn't matter. I mean, they're two good teams. To me, anything
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my
wish. Anything less than a touchdown is a pick-up game.
Yeah. And we'll pick five NFL games.
Notre Dame, huh?
Okay. We'll pick five NFL games, too. We'll pick five NFL games, too.
Okay.
This one will be a really good NFL game. The Seattle Seahawks, 6-1, travels to the Buffalo Bills at 6-2. That's at 1 p.m. on Fox. Seattle is 3-point favorites. Who do you have in that one?
Oh, gosh. Actually, what you call it, the game of the week, huh?
Yeah, in the NFL.
I'll pick Seattle. I think they're pretty good at that.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're coming off a loss, too.
That's a tough pick.
Here's another game as well. The Baltimore Ravens 5-2 travels to the Colts 5-2. That's at 1 p.m. on CBS at that's 1 p.m. on CBS. Baltimore's 2-point favorites. Who you have in that one?
Oh, I'll go with Baltimore.
Okay, that's two picks, right?
Yeah,
it is. Here's another good one. At 1 p.m. on Fox, 5-3, Chicago Bears travel to Tennessee to take on the Tennessee Titans, who's 5-2. That's at 1 p.m. on Fox. Tennessee's 6.5-point favorites. Who you have in that one?
I'll pick Tennessee. I'll go with the home team on that one.
That's a good game.
All three.
Then here's Sunday Night Football's game. Let's see if I can find it. The 5-2 New Orleans Saints travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who's 6-2. That's at 8:20 p.m. on NBC. Tampa Bay is 4.5-point favorites. Who you have in that one?
They're at home, and even though Drew Brees is good, even though they're Tampa Bay's got Tom Brady, I hate to pick against Tom Brady, so I'm going to Tampa Bay.
Okay, and then we do every Monday Night Football game. That's what we're going to do on our show. We're going to do every Monday Night Football game. So we're going to pick this Monday Night Football game. Ain't that good? But it's the 2-5 New England Patriots traveling to New York to take on the 0-8 New York Jets. That's at 8:15 p.m. on ESPN Monday Night Football. New England is 7-point favorites. Who you have in that one?
New England is 2-5. I figure they should go 3-5.
Hey.
Yes. Ain't bad to me. Since I've been part of the NFL, they might have had about 3 or 4 good seasons since Joe Namath.
Whenever they had Rex Ryan.
And they had a real good quarterback too. They had a good quarterback. They were pretty good.
They didn't have a good quarterback.
16. That 1 year they really did, but they had two of the best defensive quarterbacks in the NFL. What did you say, Derek Revis?
Yeah.
They was good.
They had Revis and Cromartie.
Yeah.
And they had Bart Scott.
Yeah, they were real good. I can't remember their quarterback that time. That was the last good quarterback they had.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, maybe somebody else shoot before him.
Chad Pennington.
But no, I don't think it's him either. I can't think of his name now. It's been a while.
Chad Pennington was pretty good.
Who?
Chad Pennington was pretty good.
Yeah, he was decent. I can't remember. Did he play for Marshall?
Yeah.
I believe he did.
With Randy Moss, I believe.
Yeah.
Like you was talking about Marshall having a good program, that proves it right there.
Yeah, that was a pretty good team.
Chad Pennington did play with him because I seen the Randy Moss 30 for 30, and Chad Pennington was talking about he had an easy job at Marshall throwing to Randy Moss. Oh, here's a score update. As the Green Bay Packers go to 6-2 as they beat San Francisco, goes to 4-5, 34-17.
San Francisco's got long. Off a lot.
Yeah, they had a backup quarterback playing tonight, Nick Mullins.
Well, they're
trying to do like a shirt keep
today, I know.
Who's that?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is in trouble.
Well, when you got your third string quarterback, you know, I don't think it would have mattered to who
I just want to talk about the Boise State and BYU game tomorrow.
That's probably me. I won't be watching it. I'll try to watch it.
We got a scoring update on the Colorado State Wyoming game. Colorado State is up 31-24. If Wyoming wins this game, Harvey goes to 7-0 on Wednesday night's picks and Thursday night's picks.
So far as you know, the MAC was pretty easy because, I fought both of them teams. I'm just looking at BYU. I'm just giving you a hint right now about BYU. Their first game, 55 points. Second game, 48 points. Third game, 45 points. Points,
and the next 43 points, and the 52 points, and 41
points. They averaged about 47 points a game. So, that's an awesome offense.
Yeah. Boise State has a really good team.
And Boise State, they've only played two games so far. They scored 42 the first game, and 49-6. Two pretty good teams.
Yeah, it's number 9 Boise State traveling number 21 Boise. I mean, number 9 BYU traveling number 21 Boise State. BYU's 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, and I picked BYU to win that one, but that may be one of the toughest one I had to pick of the whole thing.
Yeah, that Wyoming and Colorado State game has ended up being a real good one. It's 31-24. Wyoming might win.
It's possible, yeah.
They've come back. They was down 17-0.
What BYU got, what Boise State got left. One of these two teams could be in the hunt for a playoff for a champion. And I forgot what BYU got left after this game, man. They got San Diego State and North Alabama, so they could be 10-0. They could be 10-0.
They need this game.
Well, I think this game right here can determine who can get in maybe a playoff spot. How many are you going to? They said it will be 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's.
Well, they keep
the sneak in. Yeah, here's news out of the NFL. The Raiders got fined $500,000, and John Gruden got fined $150,000 for penalized for COVID-19 protocol violations, and also they lose a 6th-round pick from next year's draft.
Wow.
That's a lot of fines right there, and they took a 6th-round pick away from them as well. For John Gruden not wearing a mask, and for a lot of players in there, and a lot of people in the organization didn't wear a mask or something. That's a large fine.
Yeah.
And they lost a very valuable pick, possibly. I tell you what, that Tom Brady versus Drew Brees game is going to be good.
Yeah.
Probably two top 10 quarterbacks. Tom Brady's the best. Drew Brees is a top 10 quarterback of all time. That should be a good one.
Yeah. Now, that Drew Brees shit well.
Yeah.
Tom Brady
is one of the
best players I've ever seen. He can make me all pro wide receivers.
Yeah. One of
the best I've ever seen.
He'd
be my all-time pick, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's not so much he won six, but look how many he
shut them to. Yep, take them to, you know. He's been 8 or 9, yeah. Nine. I think nine.
They would one tackle from having a perfect season that year, and they should have won. They blew it.
Tom Brady will have, in my opinion, he's going to win his 7th ring this year.
It's possible. I'm picking them and Seattle's playing pretty good too, but.
I can see them in Seattle playing in the NFC Championship.
Yeah, and I still say though, who you think will be in the AFC? Steelers and Chiefs.
The Chiefs and the Titans again.
That's pretty good. They
are. Or the Browns. The Browns, if they can play good, if the Browns can get Nick Chubb back and he's 100% healthy, that'll help their run game a lot. The Browns beat a good team in the Colts, who's 5-2. If the Browns get Nick Chubb back, they could win a wild card game.
Oh yeah, Tennessee's. Quarterback
right
in Tannehill.
Yeah, right in Tannehill, yeah. Played. Marcus Mariota, he is the backup quarterback in Las Vegas.
Oh, I thought he used to be at Tennessee.
He did, but he got beat out by Tannehill.
I was looking at the injury report in Chicago, where he's at. Is Nick Foles your start? Is he not down there starting quarterback to start this year?
He didn't start out, but the third game of the year they put Nick Foles in.
Yeah,
they're decent.
They got a defensive end on Tennessee has Clowney in. Questionable.
Are you going to watch the Jets and Patriots game? Are you gonna watch the Jets and the Patriots game or no? You're definitely gonna watch the Jets and the Patriots game.
Yeah, if I do, it might be the first 8 minutes. Probably over.
New York is terrible.
I mean, it'd be something if they was to win,
but the Patriots are playing really bad.
Yeah. And in NFL, though, that's why I didn't watch college in NFL, but in NFL, in college, there's one thing about football. You make it, if you turn the ball over, you're going to get beat. In basketball or baseball, you might have to do something about it. Turn the ball over, football, cost you the game.
Who's the best football player you've ever seen play high school football in live person?
High school?
Yeah. And that went on to be really good in college.
Well, I ain't been to a high school game at all. I used to watch it. Well, if you're talking about watching on TV, I've watched this boy play. I watched this boy play basketball, but I watched him play. I see him on football too. You know who I'm talking about?
Who's that?
He played for the Browns.
The Browns, Tim Couch.
Yes. I watched him play. He was just as good as a basketball player as he was football. He really was. I watched him play basketball too. He was pretty good.
He wasn't that good in the NFL, though.
Got to the wrong team. Sometimes you get drafted to the wrong team. Sometimes you know, that happens. Sometimes you get drafted to the right team, sometimes you get drafted to the wrong team. I don't think he was a good fit.
Well, yeah, the Cleveland Browns was the expansion team then.
Well, they had started back again, you know, when they moved to Baltimore. I think he got hurt too.
They've already canceled the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has already canceled Washington and California's game.
That don't surprise me. I figured there'd be a whole lot of them like that. They've already canceled several.
Yeah, there ain't many SEC games this week.
They canceled Air Force and Army and Wolf, Virginia. Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's an update. We got an update on the Wyoming-Colorado State game. Colorado State is now up 34-24 with 2:45 remaining. Yeah, I'm going to be 6-1. But you could possibly move to 8-1 tomorrow, though. I think NC State will beat I think Miami will beat NC State tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. I got picked there.
But now the BYU and Boise State game could go either way.
Miami's 5-1.
Yeah, Miami's legit.
I forgot who beat them.
Clemson, I think.
They're 67.2 favorites.
Didn't Clemson beat them?
Miami lost to Clemson 42-17.
Yeah, but that's not a bad loss because Clemson is the best team in the country.
No, you're right.
And the Houston Texans have shut down their team faculty because COVID.
I still can't believe they even play it. I still can't believe they even play it. Either college or
well, I'm not going to
basketball to get ready to start.
Kentucky starts the 25th or 28th of November.
I don't see how they're going to do that.
They're doing bubbles in college basketball. See, Kentucky's going to be. It's not come out 100%, but the rumor is from my sources have told me that Kentucky, Morehead State, Detroit, and Richmond is going to be in a bubble starting out the season, like play two games. Or three games. Three games in a bubble in Lexington. They're going to do a bubble in Lexington that RUP.
You know, the boys, well, football's playing, it's contact sport, too.
I didn't ask you, how good did you do that, the week before last week in, college football games?
Okay, I got it right here. So in 2 weeks, there's just we've done 25 games, 18-7, and last week 19-6. So I'm 37-50.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's real good, man.
I figured if you get almost 75% of the game right, you're definitely good.
And what's up?
The reason I like to do 25 games, you need 4 points for each win. 4 times 25 is 100. And in school, below 70 is a fail. So if I go below 70, I'm fail. Right now, I'm with 72 and 75. So I've got two passing grades.
Especially that 2 weeks ago to go 18-7 is pretty good because the Big Ten just started their season then.
Yeah.
And Ohio State looks like they could possibly be one of the teams, them and Alabama, to beat Clemson.
Well, here's the one I got pictured right now. I may be wrong. I believe that BYU and Boise State run. If BYU and Boise State, one of them runs the table on their games, they have to be a contender. And then you've got probably Alabama, and then you've got if Clemson runs the table, it'd be them and Ohio State.
And Alabama.
And Alabama. That's the four teams. I listen. BYU, Boise State, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, Boise State beats BYU, that's an impressive win. If BYU beats Boise State, that's an impressive win. This is BYU's only chance to get in the playoff because they haven't played nobody ranked all year.
Now, this is the first. Boise State, their reputation will probably... They win tomorrow night, and they're at the table. They have a better chance to be right here. Yeah,
that's.
I think. Well, I call it the parity. They would love to see Boise State.
I would love to see Boise State be in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember them having Kellen Moore and beating Georgia. They beat Georgia first game of the year one time.
I can't remember one that I watched it one time. I watched it one time for a quarterback or one for Polk Sherry's girlfriend at the football game.
Yeah, they've beat a bunch of big colleges. Cincinnati could be in the hunt for a college football playoff spot, too. They had a pretty... If SMU keeps doing better, if SMU goes undefeated against everybody but Cincinnati, that's an impressive win for Cincinnati.
Yeah. And SMU...
I believe SMU's legit.
I've been looking at your schedule. They're 6-1. And they got Tulsa. They got Temple. They still got to play Tulsa. Tulsa's a good team. And they got to play Houston.
Houston and East Carolina, so.
Does Cincinnati play Tulsa?
Okay, I'm going to see here pretty quick. Cincinnati. They're 5-0. They got postponed. Them and Tulsa did, and they're going to make it up.
That could be a decent game.
Cincinnati, they got Houston and East Carolina and Central Florida could be a tough game for them. And Temple and Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know why? I see. They're scoring. Hey, they got a scoring 55-point. Game, 24-point game, 28-point game, 42-point game, 49-point game.
Hey, it said Indiana ain't beat Michigan since 1987.
Time for everything, ain't it?
Yeah. Indiana looks decent. I'll tell you who one of my favorite teams is Coastal Carolina as well.
Yeah.
I watched them beat Kansas. Although that's not that impressive of a win, the way they played against.
They ranked 15, so they can't be that bad if they ranked 15.
Yeah, they beat a good team in Louisiana, though. That's their ranked win. They beat a ranked.
They got South Alabama and Troy, and Appalachian State could be a tough game for them.
Yeah, but they
beat. Oh, man.
You want to talk about a good game? That'll be a real good one.
They beat Kansas and they beat Campbell and Arkansas State.
Hey, if Liberty beats Virginia Tech, Liberty and Coastal Carolina will be a really good game.
It would, yeah.
Because, man, if Liberty beats Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech's decent. So that'll be an impressive win.
They came from where I say, yeah. I'm looking at what kind of. They rank 25, so they. But they're not big. They even come close to Virginia Tech, but that don't mean nothing. They beat Southern Miss and Syracuse. And Syracuse played pretty good against them. Louisiana, Monroe, North Alabama, and they beat Western Kentucky 30-24.
West, you know, not really that bad. But they ranked 25. I mean, if you rank, I mean, somebody thinks you rank. There is another SEC game. Texas A&M plays South Carolina Saturday, too.
I'll tell you what.
The SEC is pretty good.
They're 4-1. They got a good team.
Yeah. Even though they beat Vanderbilt 12-7.
Takes an A&M favorite to beat them. Let's see. I'm looking at it. Texas A&M, they lost. They beat Vanderbilt. They lost to Alabama.
Yeah, but Vanderbilt sucks.
they prefer to be Vanderbilt, San Francisco. They beat Michigan State, they beat Arkansas.
You mean they beat Vanderbilt 12-7, yeah.
South Carolina?
South Carolina beat LSU, I think.
Yeah,
or Auburn.
They got South Carolina. They lost Tennessee. They lost to Florida. They beat Vanderbilt. They beat Auburn, which is a big win for them. And then they lost to LSU.
LSU has been a weird team.
Texas A&M. And then they play Ole Miss, Missouri, Georgia, and Kentucky. they got just good.
Yeah.
Kentucky could beat them.
I believe that'll be the only game Kentucky will win is against Vanderbilt.
Well, I predict that they go 4-6. But they could have. They had a game that they probably could have won. They could have been 3-3 right now. And they give that one game away. But other than that, but they won what I thought they'd lose to. I mean, they won what I thought. So to me, it even that. I figured they'd go 4-6-5-5.
Yeah. Hey, the New York Giants plays Washington football team this weekend too. That NFC East is a bad division.
They say it 5 wins away.
I don't know. Philadelphia already has 3 wins or something like that.
Well, they probably are winning because, I mean, Dallas is done. I can see Washington and the other even come close. I think
Philadelphia to win either. Yeah. I'm just glad to watch that Boise State and BYU game tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch it. I just like to watch Boise State play on that old blue
bastard, whatever. It's on. I think it's at 9:30 tomorrow or something like that, or 9:45 on FS1.
Hold on a bit.
Oh yeah, that's my game of the week, by the way.
It's at
9:45. Yeah, Boise State and BYU is my game of the week. What's your game of the week?
It will be that one. I should be that one.
Or Clemson and there's a lot better games this week.
Or Clemson and Notre Dame.
Excuse me. There's a lot better games this week than what there was last week.
Yeah. Game of the week could be Kansas,
Oklahoma. Yeah.
Or it could be the game of the quarter.
Oklahoma will beat Kansas by 5 touchdowns or 7 touchdowns.
I think
they'll be over this five per quarter. They got a weak program, man. They got Les Miles as their coach, too.
Wow. But even the best person that coach in the world has to have players.
He's a national championship coach.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember who he coached at.
Yeah, but he's a good coach.
He is a real good coach. He can turn that program around.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And they need to give him time. They can't just fire him after like 3 years. I think he's been there 2 years.
Yeah.
They actually won like 3 games last year, Kansas did, which is good for them. Hey, speaking of Kansas, they lost to Coastal Carolina last year, too.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina must just love playing against Kansas because they get a lot of money and an easy win.
I tell you what, now some of these teams playing these teams like that now, I think college football has come a long way. It's a lot
better.
Teams are still winning. You know, like I said, you know, with Clemson and Alabama, somebody can still go to winning eventually. But some of those teams like Coastal Carolina, you know. Liberty, in today's time, they come a long way. I mean, it's a lot of, I call it pain.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of the every now and then you know, beat the big team, but here lately, the big team may not want to play them no more.
Well, I'm surprised Kansas would want to play Coastal Carolina after losing to them last year.
Well, I mean, you look. I mean, you. In the last 3 or 4 years, you've seen Central Florida and Cincinnati.
Central Florida had such a good program. Their coach went to Nebraska and got paid a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, their conference is still. They got to. You talk about the SEC. That's some pretty good teams in their conference.
There's some good teams in the American Conference.
So that's what I'm saying.
Memphis has always been decent.
Yeah.
I think that'll be I think Memphis will be a good game whenever they play. Have Memphis already played SMU?
I can look. And they beat Temple, and then they lost Cincinnati. Cincinnati killed
him. Yeah, you should have picked Indiana last week.
Huh?
You should have picked Indiana last week.
It's a pretty good team, you know. It's a pretty good team in some of them conferences.
Buffalo and Seattle will be a really good game.
Yes. You're speaking of Memphis. I've been looking at their standings. You were talking about that American Athletic Cup.
Yeah.
Cincinnati won. They're number 6. They're 3-0. Chelsea's 3-0. SMU's 3-1. Houston's 2-1. Central Florida's 3-2. Davies 3-2. Memphis is 2-2, so they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that's got 500 or more records. And Southern Florida is in the
Southern Florida is
South Florida, they are 1-4. They've gone down.
Yeah, they used to have a decent team. They used to always be good with UCF as well.
Yeah, I know.
Them and UCF is a rival.
You look at it right now. I mean, even Houston's 2-1. But
that's a pretty good loss.
What a good team.
Yep, Cincinnati is legit. Cincinnati's legit.
Yeah, they for real. But when you talk about Cincinnati, you think they can run the table. I mean, they can run the table with that conference. And I guess I don't know if they have a conference championship.
Oh,
I think they got UCF and Tulsa. Two of their last three games. Central Florida and Tulsa. So they got really. I think they'll be used.
Yeah.
They've got two pretty good. They got two tough games.
I believe it'll be SMU and Cincinnati in that conference championship. They do have a conference championship.
Yeah.
I believe Wyoming lost to Colorado State. I'll check that.
I lost that 34-24. That's all right. I mean, that was a big game. That was a big game. Hey, man. That's still 6-1. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they won 34-24. Colorado State did. Didn't Boise State beat Colorado State? Boise State beat Colorado State, didn't they?
I believe they did.
Nevada beat Utah State 34-9.
Yeah, you didn't give me that. That would have won. Charge.
I let you pick which that's one right. You want to pick.
Yeah, that's right. Fresno State beat Colorado State. So really, they started out and they started out maybe while.
Yeah.
And next Thursday night, Colorado State played Boise State. They'll be glad they got this win because they can celebrate for a week.
They'll lose the Boise.
Wyoming lost to Nevada. Nevada must be pretty good. They lost to Nevada. They beat Hawaii and lost.
Yeah, Colorado. They got a really good wide receiver.
Yeah. See, they're in the Mountain West Conference.
Hey, if Nevada plays Boise State, right?
Yeah, the standings right now is Mountain West Conference is the bottom 3-0 and Boise State 2-0, San Diego State 2-0, and San Jose State 2-0.
Doesn't BYU play San Diego State?
I believe they did, didn't they?
No, they do play them at the end of the year.
No, they don't play BYU. Yeah, they play BYU December 12th. It could be interesting. We'll see how they can at December 12th.
Yeah, that should be a good game. Yeah, that should be a good game.
Yeah. Most of them starting out right now because they haven't been playing. The SEC had a big jump on everybody, so they started early. And BYU. BYU. Let's see, BYU is, I believe they're in. I think they're in the game today.
Yeah,
they're in the finish school right now. They got Liberty. Liberty's number 25. They in the finish.
If only they played Liberty.
No, I don't think so. I don't think.
But Liberty. Coastal Carolina plays Liberty, and that should be a good one.
Yeah. Some of these teams in the finish schools haven't even started. Like, Connecticut, New Mexico State, they've not even played a game yet. I'd say they probably ain't going to.
Yeah.
Massachusetts have played one game.
UMass ain't that good.
Well, they'll find out against Marshall.
Marshall will beat them by like 5 touchdowns, man.
Marshall,
Marshall, who has Marshall beat this year that's good?
Well, I'll tell you how bad they got Marshall picking to win, 99.4%.
Really?
Yeah, they give Massachusetts a 0.6 chance to win. Oh, you take Marshall?
A what? A 0. What?
Marshall, again, Marshall has beat Eastern Kentucky. 59,
they
beat Appalachian State
17-7. That's a good win.
23-10. They've had two close moments. They beat Western Kentucky 38-14, and they beat Louisiana Tech 35-17. They played Florida Atlantic 20-9, and then they had another close moment. They've had three close moments. I don't see them. I think they rescheduled some of their games.
Who do they play again?
I tell you who they play is somebody that significant, but well, Rice University, one of them. and Charlotte, Middle Tennessee, you know.
Yeah, we know how good Charlotte is.
Yeah, I'm going to get for the
something. Yeah. Well, this has been Harvey. This has been Harvey's, and this has been Seth and Harvey's show. I want to thank you guys. This has been Harvey and Seth. No, this has been, my bad. I keep messing up on the finishing. This has been Seth and Harvey's weekly show. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Have a good night, and God bless.